Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, where we aim to transform daunting dissertation journeys into manageable, successful stories. Today, we're diving into a topic that resonates deeply with every doctoral candidate out there: staying motivated through the ups and downs of your dissertation process. If you're tuning in today, chances are you face the daunting mountain that is a PhD dissertation. It's not just about intellectual stamina. Completing your dissertation requires a deep, sustained commitment that challenges every ounce of your motivation. Why is this so crucial? Well, without motivation, the journey feels longer and the obstacles seem insurmountable. Motivation is your fuel. It powers you through late-night writing sessions, drives you through complex analyses, and helps you tackle the feedback that comes from your advisors. But here's the good news. Staying motivated isn't just a trait that some lucky few possess. It's a skill that can be cultivated and developed. Throughout today's episode, we'll explore practical strategies to keep your motivational fire burning, ensuring that you not only start your dissertation with enthusiasm, but also cross the finish line with a sense of accomplishment and pride. Remember, every large task can be broken down into smaller, more manageable parts, and your dissertation is no exception. Whether you're just starting to outline your chapters or you're in the midst of revising your draft, staying motivated is key to turning your academic goals into reality. So let's get started. Sit back, take a note or two, and prepare to inject some fresh energy into your dissertation journey. In our first segment today, we're going to unpack some common challenges that PhD candidates face during their dissertation journeys. Understanding these roadblocks is the first step to overcoming them. So let's dive in. One of the most frequent stumbling blocks is writer's block. It's that frustrating state where words seem to evade you and the blank page starts to feel like a wall rather than a canvas. It's normal, and it happens to the best of us. Another big challenge is time management. Balancing research with life's other responsibilities can make days seem too short to make any real progress. And let's not forget about data collection. Securing the right data can be a maze of ethical approvals, logistical planning, and sometimes sheer luck. Now, let me tell you about a time I faced a significant hurdle during my own dissertation. It was a chilly winter evening, and I was staring down a chapter that just wouldn't cooperate. The words were there, but they didn't feel right. I was stuck, the clock was ticking, and my stress levels were off the charts. What got me through it? I stepped back, took a deep breath, and changed my environment. I left my desk, took a short walk, and when I returned, I tackled the chapter from a different angle. Sometimes a change in perspective is all you need to push through a block. But overcoming these challenges isn't just about quick fixes. It's about building a sustainable practice. For writer's block, regular, timed writing sessions can work wonders. Setting a timer for even just 25 minutes and writing without stopping can help break the ice and get words flowing. For time management, I recommend the classic strategy of using a planner. Break your tasks into weekly and daily goals and be realistic about what you can achieve in a day. And for data collection, always have a plan B. Whether it's considering alternative data sources or adjusting your methodology slightly, flexibility can save you a lot of headaches. Each of these challenges can seem daunting on their own, but remember, they are common hurdles. You're not alone in this. Every PhD candidate faces these issues at some point. What's important is how you respond to these challenges. With a little strategy and a lot of perseverance, you can overcome them and move closer to completing your dissertation. Let's dive into some practical strategies to help you conquer the common roadblocks in your dissertation journey. By understanding these strategies, you can set yourself up for success and keep the momentum going even when the going gets tough. First up, setting realistic goals. It's crucial to establish achievable milestones throughout your dissertation process. This helps in creating a sense of accomplishment as you progress and prevents the overwhelming feeling that can come from looking at the dissertation as one massive task. So, how do you break down this giant task into manageable parts? Start by outlining the main chapters or sections of your dissertation. From there, set mini goals for each section. For instance, aim to complete the literature review over 3 weeks, then move on to designing your study or collecting data. These smaller goals are much easier to tackle and keep you moving forward step by step. Next, let's talk about time management. Managing your time effectively can be the make or break of your dissertation success. It's not just about finding time, but making the most of the time you have. A great tool to enhance your productivity is the Pomodoro technique. Here's how it works. You work for 25 minutes straight, then take a 5-minute break. Repeat this cycle 4 times, and then take a longer break of about 15 to 30 minutes. This method not only helps keep your brain fresh, but also encourages a sustained focus during those 25-minute intervals. Another time, management tip is to prioritize your tasks. Identify what needs your immediate attention and what can wait. Use tools like digital calendars or task management apps to keep track of deadlines and appointments. This way, you're always aware of what's next and can adjust your schedule accordingly. Lastly, never underestimate the power of support. Your advisors, peers, and even writing groups play a pivotal role in your dissertation journey. They can offer guidance, feedback, and moral support that is invaluable. Engaging with your support network effectively is key. Schedule regular meetings with your advisor to discuss your progress and hurdles. Join study groups or online forums where you can share experiences and solutions with fellow PhD candidates. Sometimes just knowing others are in the same boat can boost your morale significantly. When approaching your network for help, be clear about what you need. Whether it's feedback on a chapter draft or advice on data analysis, being specific can help others provide the most effective support. By implementing these strategies, you can navigate the challenges of your dissertation with more confidence and efficiency. Remember, each step you take is progress, and with the right tools and support, you're more than capable of crossing the finish line. Let's explore a couple of techniques that have proven effective for countless PhD candidates. Firstly, let's talk about visualization and rewards. Visualizing the successful completion of your dissertation can be a powerful motivator. Picture yourself at your graduation, dissertation in hand, ready to receive your degree. This mental image can push you through tough times when motivation wanes. But how about pairing visualization with rewards? Setting personal rewards for each milestone you achieve can significantly enhance your motivation. For example, treat yourself to a coffee from your favorite cafe every time you finish a chapter, or perhaps take a day off to relax after a tough week of writing. These small rewards not only offer something to look forward to, but also celebrate your progress, keeping the momentum alive. Moving on to our second technique, staying organized. A clutter-free workspace does wonders for your mental clarity and focus. It's about creating an environment that encourages productivity and minimizes distractions. To help maintain an organized research process, consider using digital tools and apps. Apps like Evernote or Microsoft OneNote allow you to store all your research notes in one place, accessible from any device. For a more comprehensive management tool, Trello or Asana can help you track your tasks and deadlines, ensuring you stay on top of your work without feeling overwhelmed. Remember, a tidy space and a structured plan are your best allies. They reduce the cognitive load of having to remember every little detail and allow you to focus on the writing itself. This not only helps keep your motivation up, but also makes the entire process more manageable and less daunting. By integrating these techniques into your daily routine, you can sustain your motivation throughout the dissertation process. Visualization gives you a glimpse of the finish line, while rewards celebrate the journey. Meanwhile, staying organized ensures that the path to that finish line is clear and manageable. Keep these strategies in mind, and you'll find that maintaining your drive isn't just possible, it's a rewarding part of the journey itself. Now, on to our listener question and answer segment, where we tackle your burning questions and share insights from fellow PhD candidates. Today, we've got some great queries that resonate with many of you out there. Let's dive right in. One common question we often receive is, How do you stay motivated when you feel completely overwhelmed? First, know that feeling overwhelmed is a natural part of the PhD journey. A helpful tip is to break your tasks into even smaller, more immediate goals. Instead of focusing on write a chapter, aim for write 300 words today. These small victories can significantly boost your sense of achievement and keep you motivated. Another frequent concern is, what do you do when you hit a major obstacle in data collection? Here's a practical approach. Always have contingency plans. Talk to your advisor about potential alternative methods or sources of data early on. Remember, adaptability is key in research, and sometimes these challenges lead to even more interesting findings. Now, I'd love to hear from you, our listeners. What strategies have you found effective in overcoming dissertation hurdles? Share your experiences and tips with us. Engaging with each other's stories can provide new perspectives and strategies that might be just what someone else needs to hear. To share your thoughts and tips, please send us an email or comment on our podcast platform. Hearing how you tackle similar challenges not only helps build our community, but also enriches our collective journey. Let's learn from each other and keep pushing forward together. As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap the key strategies we've discussed to help you keep pushing through your dissertation journey. Firstly, we talked about setting realistic goals. Remember, breaking down your massive dissertation task into smaller, achievable milestones can make the process less daunting and more manageable. Next, we dove into the importance of time management, highlighting tools like the Pomodoro technique to keep you productive and focused. Lastly, we emphasized the value of seeking support from advisors, peers, and writing groups. These networks can offer the guidance and encouragement you need to stay motivated. Now, I encourage you to put these strategies into practice. Try them out, tweak them to fit your routine, and see how they can change your approach to your dissertation. And once you do, please share your experiences and feedback with us. Your insights not only enrich our discussions, but also help others in our community facing similar challenges. Thank you for tuning in today. Your engagement and enthusiasm make this journey so rewarding. In our next episode, we'll explore how to effectively use technology to streamline your research and writing process. So be sure to join us again. Until next time, keep making progress, stay motivated, and remember, you're not alone in this. Here's to making each day count on your path to PhD success.